Blog Talk Radio. Christian Psychic Cafe. This is Dr. Jenny. I'm here with my co-hosts,
Jessica,
Nicole,
and me, Little Fairy. Okay, I made that voice up. Okay. It is October 29th. It's Sunday night, 2017, and we want to welcome everybody to the show. We came off a really great weekend, didn't we all?
We did. We had a great time.
We had a really good time.
What do you remember?
All of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We celebrated our German culture this weekend through an Oktoberfest celebration.
Yes, and it was lovely.
It was so much fun.
It was a lot of fun.
And we all laughed so hard.
Yes.
Yeah, and it was a really good time. I just have a question. Was I moving around a lot? Because my back was killing
me
this
morning. Yes, you were. You were doing,
oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I remember yodeling.
Tiki-taki, tiki-taki, oi.
No, it's hoi. It's not.
Hoi.
Like that.
No. They were saying oi.
I mean, that's like the, I don't really know.
I felt like they were saying oi, oi, oi.
I don't quite remember.
I know it's
my husband will be disappointed that I don't remember. He'll be like, how can you not remember your German?
I feel like we must have said it 100 times.
The fact that none of us remember
is kind of
sad. We had a good time. Let's just put it that way. All responsibly.
Yes, yes.
No one drove.
Responsibly.
Right.
Responsibly. Responsibly, yes. So it was a good time. Tonight we're going to be doing mini angel readings, and you can give us a call at 323-679-0882. Or 323-679-0882. There you go. What are you doing, Nicole?
I like to have my clipboard, so
go.
I like taking doodles.
She's a doodler. She got up and she was like on her chair and she moved around. What are you doing? We had a really good show planned for tonight, and not only is it planned, it's really going to happen, which is kind of nice because, you know, sometimes we have a topic and then we never get to the topic.
Well, sometimes we just get off topic for a really long time.
I think that's part
of our charm.
We're hoping it's part of our charm.
We think it's part of our charm. I don't know what,
don't know what our
thinks.
Callers think. Okay, so I'm going to ask this question. I mean, I know you girls. We got our first kind of fall weather here.
Yes.
Isn't it great?
Oh, it's wonderful. It
caught me off guard.
What was the temperature today?
I think the high was like 70.
Yeah,
something like that. It's 63 right now.
Well, and it's supposed to get down to 49 tonight.
I know. Honestly,
that's
if we
cold.
Weren't doing the show tonight, we'd be sitting around a fire ring this evening because that
and
would be fun.
And carving pumpkins.
Yes.
That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. See, it's a great – everybody likes fall. I look as Halloween, we said last week's show. It's like a kickoff of the holiday season, you
it
know?
It is.
It really
mm-hmm.
is.
And
like
for
good.
Us to actually get the cool weather to go along with it is amazing.
Because
it's usually 90 million degrees. And
especially on Halloween. I've had to alter – Halloween costumes before when I was younger because they were just so hot.
Yeah,
so hot.
It was unbearable.
Yeah.
Wear
and
them.
Only a professional costumer would say that. I had
I
to
know.
Alter my Halloween, you know. Yeah,
you know
yes,
what,
did.
People.
Nicole met a really cute guy, didn't she, at the
He was fest. Adorable, and so I told him.
Yes,
you did. And also, would you like to tell the story about how I met him, Mother, my beautiful?
I don't think the details are important as
yes,
the fact
well,
that.
Yes, well, I will tell the story because Dr. Jenny is not shy in any way, and in her past she had quite a few boyfriends, was very popular.
Past.
Right, well, before your marriage,
yep.
clearly.
Yep.
And this very cute German man was walking by, and she kind of
lassoed him.
Yeah, she lassoed him in, and
the first time he walked by, he was standing in line for the bathroom.
Well,
where we all acknowledged he was a fine specimen.
Yes. Well,
with
he
a
was
gorgeous
wearing
beard.
Lederhosen.
And he was wearing the really cute Lederhosen leather pants, shorts, and he had on a really cute hat,
mm-hmm.
and he had a gorgeous beard.
He had a gorgeous beard.
And we
beard.
Said he'd be perfect for Nicole, and even Mitch agreed.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
He absolutely
so,
did.
So then the and I told Nicole, but she might have been too...
I was enjoying my Oktoberfest celebration.
Yes.
Yes. She was a little, what's the word?
And then, so when this nice gentleman came out of the restroom, I jumped up and I said, "Hi, I'm Jenny. What's your name?" And he said, "Eric." And I said, "Are you here with your wife or your girlfriend?" He said, "Neither. I'm single." I said, "Then meet Nicole."
And only you could pull that off.
And he was quite interested. And then he asked for her number, and he texted her and asked her
I
to go to a dance there.
Okay,
so,
give the boy some time.
Give the boy some time.
I haven't heard from him.
You
Look, you're going
he
to
texted
hear from
you
him.
The rest of the night. Come on. Come
a
on.
Couple texts back and forth.
In
but
any
some
event,
guys aren't really into texting.
That's the point that I wanted to make today. You know, everyone gets so shy. They're so afraid. And they actually literally will go online dating before they'll reach out to somebody who's in person, in the flesh, right?
Right.
So I think it's okay to be shy, but what's the worst that could happen in that situation, right? They're not interested or they're dating somebody.
He could have just turned away and walked
right.
away. He didn't
right.
even have to pay any attention
but,
to us.
But there was you didn't know him before that. You wouldn't have known him after that. There would have been zero loss. If you don't ask, there's a 100% chance it's not going to happen.
Well, if you get rejected, and that just kind of hurts.
But rejection, I've always said, no relationship will work out to the one that you marry.
Right.
So every person that you date that you don't end up marrying is not going to work out. End of story, right? Because either
so
you
that's
or
the
him,
truth.
It's the truth.
One of
so,
you is going to break
so
up
never,
with the other
don't
one
look
eventually.
At it as because you do have a goal of wanting to get married and have children and all that kind of stuff down the road.
Too
not
soon.
Right now.
Too soon.
Too soon. I know, but you know what I mean. So I mean, a lot of women, and this is really important because they call and they ask for advice and they're like shy and they want to go online. And online is fine as you do it if you do it safely and meet in public. But I'm just saying, there's so many opportunities and. People are shy, but those who don't speak out have a 100% chance that the answer is going to be no because
right.
it never got asked. But if you reach out, you got a 50% chance that it might work out. And if they reject you, they're not rejecting you. It could be because they're not able to take advantage of that opportunity.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'm not saying you're throwing yourself at them.
The whole point is he did not have to ask for your number.
Right. And then text you within minutes of walking away from the table and then ask you to a dance. So there you go.
I haven't heard from him. Maybe he was drunk and doesn't remember it.
No, he was not drunk.
He was not.
No, he was not. Red-eyed baby. Okay.
I had fun.
I know. You had a good time, and you only had a few, so it was okay.
Yeah, only a couple.
Only a
I'm
couple.
A cheap date.
Yeah.
That's something to be said for that.
That's something to be said for that. That's
mm-hmm.
right. So we had a good time, and Oktoberfests are fun, and the music was so much fun, and there was such a wonderful, different, diverse mix of people,
yes,
weren't there?
There
I
was.
Loved it, and I love looking at people. I just love it.
I love it, too, because there's so many different people in the world.
I know.
It's amazing.
I know. We had a really good time, and your daughter came, and
yes,
her boyfriend
and her
came,
boyfriend
so that
came.
Was great. Nicole, you look distracted. What are you doing? Okay.
I think
okay.
she's really not back to her focus site yet.
I am back. I just need a tissue.
Okay, wait, here. I actually have a Kleenex for you somewhere. Where are the Kleenexes?
It's okay.
Well,
it's not
important. We'll take a song break later and find the Kleenex.
Yes.
I always have some on my desk. I don't know.
It's fine. It's
what
all good.
Yet.
Let's take our first caller.
No, first we had to announce that the chat room is open.
Oh, yes. I am opening the chat room. Well, the chat room is already open. So if you want to post your questions in there, we will get them to them later in the show and answer them in order live on air.
Live on
yes.
air. And we always ask everyone who calls in to keep it to one question to make sure that we don't tie up the line so that other people can't get one quick question
right.
answered as well. And tonight I wanted to talk about, you know, I talk to a lot of people, and I actually took a call today before I came in to do the radio show. And I want to say that we all have a future, okay? And somebody said to me today, is my future written in like a Sanford Sharpie or is it penciled in? And
that's an interesting question.
I thought it was a really good question, and I said it's definitely written in pencil. Mm-hmm. You can erase it, and you can manifest or create what you want to have happen. And I like to look at it as you've got a journal, and, you know, how do you want your life story to read, right?
'Cause, right.
Like, we're writing the journal for our life story.
Mm-hmm.
And what those pages get filled up with are the decisions that we make today, because that's what will affect us for tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
right? So I told her she could write her own life story, and how exciting does she want it to be, right? And it's kind of like people often say, you know, your life is a blank canvas. You can paint it to be whatever you want it to
right.
be. It's the same concept. But so often we tend to hold ourselves back either because of fear or because of anxiety, or because we always think everybody else has it more together than us. And we've seen other people, I mean, I see this all the time in what I do and in the work that I do, where people think that everyone else around them has it all together,
mm-hmm.
and they're the only one who doesn't have it together. And I'm here to say, you know, no one has it all together. You know, it might appear that they do, but there is one person that you can trust to write your future, and that's yourself. So don't count on somebody else to write your future. It's just really important, okay? And I want to talk about a writing that Joel Osteen put together, because I know some people call him the feel-good preacher, but the truth is, he is a feel-good preacher. He says your destiny is too big to accomplish on your own, and that's why it's so important to be connected to the right people. And we have to understand that God has already arranged for certain people to speak to you in faith. And he's already placed people in your path that will inspire you and challenge you and help you to accomplish your dreams. And the reason some people never reach their highest potential is because they never get away from the wrong people. And do you remember years ago they used to have that saying from the food pyramid, you are what you eat?
Yes.
Okay. So you are the friends you keep. And you make that choice ultimately to stay surrounded by people that either help raise you up or that people pull you down. And if you're with people who pull you down, then you recognize it, you know it, and you need to reestablish with a new group of people, or at least a new person. If you're a person who likes to go out with a lot of people, if there's a group that's pulling you down, you know what? It doesn't take, you know, a rocket scientist to look at your situation and say, gosh, these people are not raising me up, right? And then we should all be raised up. So recognize today that not everyone can go where God is taking you. You've got to connect with people who understand your destiny and can call forth your seeds of greatness. You don't have to spend time on people who are always pushing you down or dragging you down or making you feel not as good as, telling you what you can't do or never giving you their approval or being condescending, okay? Life is too short, and people who drag you down are not the people you should be going along with in this life. And if you get the wrong people out of your life, then God will bring the right people in so you can fulfill the destiny that he has in store for you. And I'm taking most of that, almost a direct quote from Joel Osteen, so I want to give credit where credit's due. But I thought it was such a good saying, because so often we spend time with people who drag us down, who have a lifestyle that's not really what we want, but we don't know how to get away from it. And you choose today, I'm not going to live that lifestyle anymore. And one of the things I said to someone today was, the life story that you're writing starting tomorrow morning when you get out of bed is the life story that you're going to share with your yet unborn children. How do you want that life story to read? Think about that, because that's really, you know, monumental, I think. And so let's go ahead and say a prayer for today. Father in heaven, thank you for placing the right people in our lives. Help us to discern the right connections that you have for us all. Give us the strength to release the wrong relationships so that we can have room in our lives for the right people. You have chosen to connect us all together. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. All right. So I just wanted to kind of shout that out, because I know I get calls like that from a lot of folks, and I'm not giving names or locations or states or anything. It's just People are so much greater than they give themselves credit for, and have so much more ability than they give themselves credit for. And sometimes I just wish I could take them all by the hand and say, okay, this is exactly what you need to do, and mentor each and every one of them. Not that I'm the only person who can mentor them. I don't mean that, but you know, just kind of help guide them along, because everybody has greatness in them. They just have to look for it, you know.
Well, and I think it takes strength to follow your own path. I think it's very easy to get stuck in mm-hmm. these paths with other people that are just dragging you down, and it takes strength.
Yeah,
you know,
it really does.
Inner strength and character to just say, hey, this is wrong. I'm not doing this. I'm not going to be your friend anymore.
I'm not going to let you drag me down. Or they think that their friends, if their friends have failed, then it's okay for them to fail because, they failed, so it's okay if I fail.
Mm-hmm.
No. It's okay to fail if you keep trying and you're putting good effort
right.
in it. But if you're failing because of lack of motivation or because your friends are constantly dragging you down or draining you, whether emotionally or financially or just draining you from that self-confidence that you need
mm-hmm.
to be able to make that step forward, then that's still a drain. And most people are like cell phones, you know. They need to be charged,
you know.
And if you don't charge up, it's not going to work. So I think it's really important. All right. Let's go ahead and take our first caller. Sound good, everybody?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. The first caller is calling in from area code 650 with a prefix of 815. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Thank you so much, ladies. I appreciate you taking my call. This is Miranda.
Miranda, welcome to the show. Where are you calling from, Miranda?
California.
California, great. And how can we help you today?
Well, I'm working on manifesting a new home and the money that I will require to purchase it. And I'm just wondering what you see around that.
Okay, well, first of all, you know you are in one of the best places in the world to get more information on how to manifest the universal law. You know how to create the secret of the secret, correct?
Yes, I know all of that. Just working
I know. I could feel. See, I can always tell when somebody's got those cords of manifestation in them because you've connected with other positive thinking people who have been equally and if not even stronger at manifesting, and that's a really good thing. I think, though, your fear, a little bit fear-based, because I still feel that you're coming from a place of doubt, like, is it really going to happen, right? Correct?
Not me, actually. I haven't come across people that have manifested. It's sort of on the lone duck here. It's my partner that sort of believes it's impossible to happen unless we have money in the bank, and I feel like, hey, anything's possible.
Let me ask you this. Have you gone to meetups where you've met other people that practice manifesting?
No, I don't go to meetups. Too busy doing my own thing.
Too busy doing your own thing. Okay, so let me make a few suggestions there. The amazing part about going to meetups or to these motivational talks isn't to buy their products and their tapes and their CDs and their downloads, but it's to surround yourself with like-thinking people, because in conversation, sometimes we find out that their significant others also have similar doubts or aren't buying into the concept of manifestation and how it could really work. And you know, because you've read about it and you've read a lot about it, you know that anyone who truly does believe in manifestation, it will happen. Where is your problem with your significant other, though? Because I feel like if you're doing the manifesting, it shouldn't affect you whether they believe it or not.
No, that's not it. Well, here's the thing. We were going to, I said, listen, we should just go house hunting anyway, even if the homes are with out of our price range, just to keep the energy moving. And initially he said yes, and then he saw the list of homes I had, and there were very few,
mm-hmm.
only like two or three. And he saw the prices of the homes, one in particular, which sort of just just really threw him off, and he said, no, I don't even want to go, because it was just so something beyond his imagination. Like, why are we even going to a house that we can't afford? It's so out of our range. And that put him off. So, of course, I'm affected by his lack of enthusiasm.
His lack of belief.
Okay. Yeah, that and the fact that he can manifest. Yes. And this person, we have a great relationship in every other way except for this. He believes in God. He believes in prayer and all of that. But the manifesting thing, you can't get behind for some reason. He's very grounded and in the here and now, and very practical. And I don't know how God is just going to miraculously put a couple million in my bank.
And how do you answer that to him?
Faith. I just Kate, faith. And that's our only sticking point. It's and so other than that, we're all good. So that's what happened today. We were gonna go have something and it didn't happen, and I was just also put off, I could have gone on my own, but I was actually very physically drained. Just didn't sleep well last night, so.
Okay, well,
go.
Then let me say this to you, because I know that we've spoken before. I don't recall it, but I can sense it. And what I will say to you is, have you called into the show before? Yeah?
Yeah, it was some time ago.
No, that's okay. You don't have to. I can sense it always. And the thing that I have to say to you is this. You are manifesting for you, okay? Now, you studied how to do this, the law of attraction, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right?
Right.
You've read about it. I know you're being a little cryptic in your answers right now, and I think that's because you don't want to say too much, but I'm going to answer for you, and I'm going to say that there are many different things that you have done in the past to try and create your manifestations to come into reality, but the one thing that you're missing is exactly what I started this show with. Okay, which is believing in yourself. You are your own best friend always. You do not require nor do you need someone else to believe in you as long as you believe in you. Your failure and success cannot be because of someone else. It can only be because of you. Do you see what I'm saying? So you manifest the way you need to manifest to make it happen.
I do, but then there are other people who do say that it's best to keep your goals and a secret, because other people's energy can influence it. And I do actually buy into that, because everything is energy. And like you said, if people are around you are draining you out, so your friends, your family, so it there is that factor where if others are sort of bringing the energy that you're trying to create. Or interfering with it,
sure.
it does have an effect. So
of course
I don't
it does.
Totally
and people
that
who
it's all
set the bar too
to
low.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. In short, he doesn't like to look at homes thinking that he can own them, because he's, frankly, doesn't want to get depressed thinking how beautiful this would be and how much you would love it, and he's never going to be able to afford that, and so it's like setting him up for failure.
That's
just kind of making
he doesn't
him,
want to
yeah.
disappoint me. Yeah, he doesn't want me to get all excited, and that's the main thing. I know immediately that's what was going through his mind. I can't give this to her and make her happy,
Of course, Miranda. So this is what you do. You turn it around on him, okay? You say, look, you know what? I know you don't think we can ever afford something like this, and you know what? The reality is, you don't have to think we can afford something like this. I love looking at these homes; it brings me joy.
And that's what I told him. He enjoys it too.
Yeah, of course he does.
I don't know what happened
today. You know what?
I don't know what.
Look, everybody's allowed to have a down day, but I'm
exactly.
telling you, he will go look again. And you keep manifesting the way you are, because it's going to happen. It's just a matter of you don't put it on, this is where we're going to live, this is where, because I think it freaks him out. And for him, because he doesn't have that positive you know, manifestation, flow of energy. He has the, he's kind of looking at it as a negative. So what I want you to do is to say, look, you know I want to go look at houses today just because it makes me so happy. I love to see the decorating. I love to see how grand they look. It just makes me happy. So why don't we go spend an afternoon doing that? Maybe we'll go get a cup of coffee after, whatever. It'll be a great day. Yeah.
Exactly.
Keep doing that.
That was the intention. That was the way we were going to go about it. Cause,
yeah.
You know, he knows we don't have the money in the bank right now, and that's the way I put it. I said, hey, we just got to keep the energy going. Let's just go out there, you know.
Yeah.
And,
exactly right. But, exactly right.
But then, you know, something got in his head, and it just changed. But that's all right. But I was just wondering, have the angels or anything, are you picking up anything on when this is going to manifest, when it's going to happen?
Well, you know the time is very fluid, and I can't give you an exact date, nor would the angels be
right.
able to give
oh,
you
of course.
An exact date.
No,
but I can tell
even
you that this is in the coming.
Date.
Yeah, this is coming. So you're going to be looking at maybe a couple of years, give or take, but you know that exactly what you want will come. And more than what you want will come. Because once you know how manifesting works, you know, we write it down, we might put it on our board or you know,
oh,
and,
yeah.
And we
yeah.
But what happens is as we start to get those things, as we start to acquire or we start to you know, experience the things that we've manifested, suddenly we start manifesting up. Do you know what I mean? So now you're not just manifesting this because we're almost close to it. So you constantly are changing what you're manifesting because you're building upon your previous manifestation. Keep doing that because the sky's the limit, you know. And again, remember what we talked about at the beginning. Don't let anybody drag you down. Do not let one person drag you down because if you don't do it for you, no one's going to do it. You're in control of your story, your life story, and you're writing it. So make it a good one, okay?
Okay, but 2 years down the road, oh my gosh, I thought it would be sooner than that.
If you know what? I'm not saying it can't be, but I know that within that period of time, you'll be where you want to be. Getting ready for your holiday party.
2 years. Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you taking the time. Take care.
You're so welcome.
Bye,
you
ladies.
Take care. Bye-bye, Miranda. Okay, that was great. And that was Miranda from California.
We should have asked her what the weather was like.
Well, you've not been to California.
I've never.
In the evening, it's cool. I can tell you that. It gets very cool in California at night.
I want to go to California.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, different parts of California have different weather.
Different climates.
Let's do an on-location show, road tripping through California.
Okay.
All we need is your help, audience.
I was wondering where she was going there.
I'm like,
there.
What are we talking about here?
What is that?
Need places to stay.
Wait, Jessica and I tried to get tickets to Ireland last year. It didn't work, remember?
Did not work.
Did not work.
Clearly, nobody out there really wanted us to go to Ireland as much as we
maybe
wanted to go.
Maybe we have no Irish listeners.
Possible. Maybe we have some California listeners that say, hey, come and visit
yeah.
us. Come stay at my ski chalet.
Ski chalet. Your daughter just got back from a wedding in Ohio,
yes.
And it was the first time she saw fall leaves.
Yes.
And
I mean, she's a Florida girl, born and raised down here, and I mean, she's been here and there, but she's never really seen the fall, and she was blown away.
Yes.
Her boyfriend took pictures of her running through the leaves.
Yeah. But do you remember as a kid how exciting it was to rake leaves up and jump
oh,
in the pile?
Oh, I love that.
Nicole, you never experienced
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're looking at me.
I know.
Like, I was
like,
raised in Florida.
No.
The closest thing we get to fall leaves is after a hurricane, the debris on the side of the street. That's,
yeah, because all the dead branches, they
yeah, I don't think you
want to
jump
color.
In that. That would
no.
hurt.
No, I do not.
It sounds like endangering your body. Well, I'm glad she got to go, and I do love the fall, but I don't know about California. It's not that I don't like California. I do like certain parts of California are absolutely beautiful. But you see, in Florida, when a hurricane is coming, we know what we can prepare.
Right.
But in an earthquake,
yeah,
you get
don't
no
know
warning.
When that's coming.
And that kind of freaks me out. Although, do you know that there are more earthquakes in Montana than there ever are in California? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I found that out when we took the kids there 1 year on a road trip, on our RV trip, and we went to the university out there, and we went to their geology department, and they had seismographs.
The
and all
dinosaur
bones. Yes, and they gave us. It was really incredible because when we went to leave, we spent hours there. We were having such a good time, and they said, you know, we were just cleaning. Now this only happens like, I mean, I don't know who this would happen to because I can't believe it happened to me. But, like, we were cleaning out the attic, and we found these old bones that we're not going to archive. They're old dinosaur bones. Would you like them?
That's really odd.
We're like, yes, yes, we would. So they gave them to us, and they took
they?
Them in for show and tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where are they?
I have no idea.
I've never
no
seen
idea.
Them.
No idea.
I have no idea where they ended up.
Wow, clearly
probably,
they're very important to you.
Probably. Well, you know, we've collected a lot of things on our trip.
Okay, the
dinosaur
bones are kind of like old and amazing.
Yeah, I know, I know. I don't know. I'm assuming when I go to move one day, which I hope is soon because my house is way too big.
Yeah.
I want to really downsize now. But,
oh,
but,
wow, my house is too
no,
big.
No, 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 because I don't
yeah,
have.
What a problem
I mean,
to
what
have.
What a problem to have.
No, 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 no. What I mean is you, when you reach a certain age, you don't need, like, all that space.
When she's an empty nester.
I'm an empty nester. There you go. Where,
well, your nest is not empty yet.
No, it's not. But, I mean...
There's still one baby bird there.
There is a
baby. Well, another baby bird might be coming home, too.
Yeah, so it'll be a full nest.
And then you just need to stay
I think
right
I'm going to need to add on. There we go.
Gang addition.
There you go. We need to be, I love it. There we. I love the attitude. We're going to take another caller before I dig myself in here. This is caller coming from area code 256 with a prefix of 473. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you? My name is Kimberly, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi, Kimberly from Georgia. Good to hear from you. How can we help you tonight?
Yeah, I am calling in reference to career transition. I'm at a job right now where I'm not a good fit, and I'm doing my best to stay there. I'm grateful for a job, but I'm looking for another one, and I'm just wondering, have whatever my soul took me there for, is the lesson finished? Because I feel it is, but I just want to get some information about that.
Well, I guess what I would say to you is I don't think it's quite finished, but I think it's almost finished. And
okay.
And I think that you've got a little bit more to go. Okay, and you know that you know this is one of those situations where you have to follow your future, but God isn't going to let the transition happen until the transition is supposed to happen, and then when it happens, you know, look out because it will really happen. But until then, you just keep riding that wave and keep trying to pursue the future of what you want, and when the time is right, it will happen. Okay, and I do believe it will happen, so don't worry about that, okay? It will happen, but I think there's just a little bit more for you to learn, okay? Just a little bit more. And I also think that in the process of learning that little bit more is you have to come to terms with the fact that there'll be times where you're in your job where you're just not feeling it, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Do you?
Oh yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. So what I want to say to you is on those days where you're just not feeling it, you still have to trooper through. You still have to be the soldier for Kimberly, so to speak, because when you do that, you're soldiering on for your soul too. It's because doing the best job that you can possibly do in any situation, in any job, is really about creating an environment of positiveness and creating the energy to move forward in that position or in another one. And people know when you're not happy, but they can also see when you're soldiering through until a better situation comes along. And I think that's just really important to stay up and motivated and still giving 110%. And I'm going to tell you, I know that's hard sometimes, but that's really what you need to do, because what you're showing externally is what you're also being shown yourself internally. And the internal has to meet the external. Otherwise, you know what happens, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to implode. And that's what happens when we're not doing what we need to do, when we're not giving it 110%. That's how people get stuck in jobs for years and years and years, because they get tired, they're frustrated, they're not happy, and then they start kind of dialing back their effort because the attitude goes like this: I don't like this job anyway. I'm too good for this job. I should not, you know, they should give me a raise. I should have a title that I don't have. And before you know it, they start auto dial and they start dialing it back and being like, okay, you know, it's like, all right, put it on autopilot and people can just dial it in and it's okay and I'm going to give a subpar performance, but it's okay because I deserve better than this. But you see, then what's happening is the external is going to start shining on the internal, and that's not a good situation to be in because all of a sudden you lower the bar for yourself internally, and somewhere along the line you lose the intellectual depth of what you're able to do, and then you start cutting yourself down, and you don't want to do that. So keep giving it 110% and keep looking for that new job. And believe me, I promise you, it'll turn around for you. You will get that job you're looking for because we've talked about it. Just keep plugging away and keep giving 110%, okay?
Okay.
You know what I mean when I say the internal and the external. You understand what I'm saying with that, right?
No, I truly do. I mean, I am a consummate professional. I'm always going to do the best that I'm supposed to do for the mm-hmm. children because I'm a teacher. I'm never going to, you know,
right.
Not do my job.
I understand completely. And I guess that's the most important thing here. While you're looking for something out, make sure you don't call it in. Don't put it on autopilot. Don't put it on auto dial. People use the same different sayings for the same thing. Give it 110% because in the end, it'll only take away from internally from you if you don't. And I know that new job is coming. You just got to give it a little more time. I know you've been looking and I know you've been applying and da 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 da, but it is coming, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good, Kimberly. And what are you doing for Halloween?
Usually I don't do anything.
Okay. Well, that sounds like fun. No. I'm only kidding. You got to do something for Halloween. Even if you carve a pumpkin or make some, like, apple cinnamon juice or something, I don't know. Well, you know, like apple cider with a little cinnamon in it, you know.
How about you just eat candy?
Well,
and watch Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, that's Nicole's idea of a fun time on Halloween
mm-hmm.
night is watching Hocus Pocus. It's a great show with three great actresses. So do that for us this Halloween, okay?
Okay.
All right. You take care, Kimberly. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, she's sweet. She's a nice girl.
Yeah.
Kimberly from Georgia. Next caller is calling in from area code 941 with a prefix of 467. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Hi. My
name
is Lavonda, and I'm calling from Sarasota, Florida.
Did you say Sarasota?
Yes.
Okay, great. Welcome to the show, Lavonda. Now, you have a very young-sounding voice, so I have to ask you, how old are you?
I'm 30. I'm about to be 31 in December.
Well, you have a very young-sounding voice. You know that?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good thing. You look young too. Now, why am I hearing the Wizard of Oz? I keep hearing the Wizard of Oz. I have no idea what that means or why I'm hearing those words. Can you tell me, is that a show of yours? Is there some aspect of that show? We may figure it out together, but I keep hearing the Wizard of Oz right now in my head, so tell me what that might be. What's your question? Maybe that'll tell us.
Well, I want to get married and have children.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And can I ask you, I know you want to get married and have children, but I also feel like there was a little bit longer learning process for you at the end of like your 8th and 9th grades in high school. Did you go through some turmoil there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because the angels are showing me this. And I think that's probably why I'm hearing the Wizard of Oz, because I'm hearing there's no place like home, there's no place like home. And I have a feeling that it wasn't that you couldn't get home, it's just that the home life that you had wasn't what you wanted. And you wanted a home life like you thought it should be, not like what it was. Does this make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. All righty. Very good. All right. Well, number one, I want you to know I see angels that surround you completely. And I know you believe in angels, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. And I see Archangel Gabriel very close to you. And I see Michael, too. And I want to ask you this question. What have you been asking them to help you with recently?
Just relationship and work. Just I want to already be in my future. I don't want to be in this period.
Okay. So here's the funny thing about our future and your and my future and everybody's future, okay? Everybody's future is based on today. And the future that we have is a journey. And what we learn during that journey is what we bring with us and helps us to capitalize on what our future needs to be. So in your case, I'm getting another angel here, and I'm not familiar with this angel, but and I see him as a male angel, so I want to say that, even though angels are not gender specific, but this one is. Zachriel? His name is Zachriel. And he says he's there to help you to remember things and improve relationships, not only love relationships, but with your family, too. Yeah. And also to help you balance your checkbook. And I don't know what that means, but that's what I'm getting. Does that make sense to you?
Kind of.
He wants you to remember all the blessings and gifts that are in your life, and he says you always do speak in a loving and a kind manner, and he wants you to always do it with dignity and grace. He says you're about to unleash your life, meaning you've been holding back a little bit. So do you tend to be on the shy side a little bit?
I just come off as shy. I don't really think I'm shy, though.
Okay. Do other people think you're shy? No, it does make sense. Do other people say to you, "Gosh, you know, you're very shy"?
In the beginning, and then they realized that I wasn't really shy.
Yeah. So let's say you're reserved. Maybe that's a better way to put it.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say you're reserved. He's telling me that you that people underestimate you constantly. They don't recognize how smart you are, what you're capable of. In a good way, though. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Mhm. You agree with that, don't you?
Well, I think that. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that too. And you know what else I think, LaVonda? I think that what you want is supposed to come to your future. But again, we do have a common theme for this show, and I feel like you need to go after it. And I think you need to create the future that you want to have happen. You need to manifest it. You need to write your own story. And if that is the theme of tonight's show, which it appears to be because our callers all seem to be having similar theme-related questions, I would say to you, what have you done to add to the journal of your life?
I prayed that I get a husband.
Okay. And after you prayed to get a husband, how did you try to manifest that? Did you start doing some new social activities or join some new clubs or go to some new events?
No.
Okay, so it's like I've said before on this show, you wash the Mercedes-Benz, you polish it, you put a big for sale sign in the window, then you back it into the garage, and you shut the door. And then no one knows it's for sale, right?
Yeah.
So you're kind of doing the same thing, aren't you?
I guess.
A little bit, yeah. I guess so, too. Okay, I'm gonna tell you that this will come to your future. You need to work on it a little bit more. Talk to me about the anxiety that you have.
I don't know. I don't know. Anxiety about what? The future?
Mm-hmm.
Or work?
Well, I just feel like you have
just
anxiety, generalized anxiety. Would that be correct?
Maybe.
Mhm. Okay. Well, I'm going to say to you that I do think the future is for you to make, and you do need to make some changes to make that future happen. I also think that there's some other things that we're not talking about, and I don't want to bring up on this radio show, that are affecting your future a little bit, that you could maybe change. But that would be for a private conversation, I think, okay? And if you ever want to call me privately, feel free to. But I can tell you your future that you're looking for will happen. It has to be in God's time, though, not your time. However, the more you manifest it, the more you believe it's going to happen, the more that energy surrounds you, and you'll be surprised what you can accomplish, okay?
Okay. Do you know a timeline?
I can't give you a timeline. I would love to give you a timeline right now, but I can't. And the reason I can't is because there are certain things that we haven't talked about, and I think you know what I'm talking about, that could influence that. You know what I mean?
I guess.
I know you do. All right, sweetie. Listen, you feel free to give me a call privately for a private reading sometime, and just know that your future is going to happen. It just may take a little time, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You take care, and God bless. I was Lavonda from Sarasota. We're going to go ahead and we're going to take a little, what I call Dr. Jenny break, and we'll be back in just a few. And if anybody has any interesting Halloween stories, let me know, because I always love Halloween stories.
Do you know anyone who year after year seems to be in the same situation? For example, perhaps in October 2010, they just met their soulmate, and they were happier than ever before. Now, it's October of 2011, and they once again have met their soulmate, yet it's a completely different person? Or is it? If we're not careful, we tend to do what I call cycling. We get into cycles in which we go around and around and around, seeing and doing the same things over and over again, just like a hamster running on a wheel. Year after year, there are different characters in our lives, but all the same basic elements are still present. We think we're moving forward, yet we are clearly moving in a circle. Sometimes the cycling is a holding pattern in which we never even start moving. Do you know anyone who keeps getting new unsatisfying jobs or keeps discovering new get-rich-quick schemes that never quite work out? Or how about somebody who constantly has no money, even though they have a good income? How about somebody who's just about to start a business, but needs to do a little bit more research first? Or how about somebody who keeps getting cheated on or dumped in relationships? Some of these people can be as regular as clockwork. You could literally plot on a graph how their life will go. For example, perhaps they meet a person, fall deeply in love, get dumped, and go into a depression. Then, rather than trying to seek help and break the cycle, they simply jump right back on the treadmill and do it all over again. Do you have any negative cycles? Hey, look, we're all human. Of course, we all have one surface occasionally. But because we are human, we also have the ability to break a cycle when we choose to. Cycles, whether positive or negative, are hypnosis. That's right. You have a recording playing in your head that causes you to seek out the same set of circumstances and perform the same activities that will produce the exact same results. Since you are acting on a recording already, why not change it into a positive recording? Why not program yourself to make empowering changes in your life rather than repeat negative patterns? A millionaire is just as habit-driven as a person who's constantly broke, but the millionaire has habits or actions that result from mental recordings that empower him or her, whereas the broke person, well, he or she has habits that consistently drain their resources. People in a successful marriage have communication habits that strengthen their bond, whereas people who find their soulmates year after year after year have habits that destroy the possibility of a long-term relationship. By the way, I think the concept of soulmates is wonderful, but when people meet their soulmate year after year, or even month after month, that is not a soulmate. It's evidence of a negative cycle. Are you ready to break a negative cycle now? Are you ready to lose weight, quit smoking, finally have a healthy relationship with your true soulmate? For the past 22 years, I've been a certified hypnotist. Hypnotism can break the negative cycles and replace them with positive cycles. Go into the new year with a positive cycle. Give yourself the gift of hypnosis. The best part, it can all be done via the telephone. Call me, Dr. Jenny, today at 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. Find out how I can get you on a positive cycle to change your life and make 2012 the best year ever.
And I said 2012, so how old is that commercial?
Wow. 2012.
Oh, my gosh.
Time to change at least the
year. Oh, my God. I guess time to change the
tagline
on that.
Say
2000. There you go. Well, welcome back to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny. I'm here with
Jessica
and
Nicole.
And we are bringing you a fabulous Emocio show from Winter Springs, Florida. We're going to take our next caller calling in from, let's see where that caller's calling in from. It looks like 917 with a prefix of 376. Welcome to the show.
Why, thank you for the welcome. My name is Ellen.
Well, hi, Ellen.
Hi. Let me explain that I'm a little bit confused as to what my best step is in moving forward in terms of career and residence. Could I ask for a general reading regarding what that would be? Whatever
no,
you get would be
because
fine.
That's kind of too broad. I mean, it's way too broad. Because when somebody says to me, can you tell me what, I mean, each thing has... It's like there's A and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then B, 1, 2, 3, you know what I mean? So I would say, what is the most important question in your life right now?
Where I should live.
Where you should live, okay. So let me take a look. I'm going to ask the angels what they can tell me on this. Huh. Well, the funny part is what the angels are telling me is that, and it's kind of probably not what you want to hear, but they're saying it's really your choice. But you ultimately have to make that decision. And I guess you know what they're talking about regarding that, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm just confused as to what is the best way to go.
I know. But this is one of those situations that they can't tell you what to do because this is your life that you're changing and making changes to, and what they're telling me is it's your free will that they're not allowed to affect, and by them stepping in and telling you where you're going to live, that effectively actually answers another question for you, doesn't it?
Actually, no, I think that's not really. I think because either whether I stayed or whether I moved, I would change my careers.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Well, but they're telling me that there's a timing issue here as to how soon you would do what you would do. And that's one that you have to make your own decision on because it's a choice that you have to make because there's a little risk involved. And only you can answer that question. So they don't want to flip the switch before you're ready to flip the switch. So they're not going to tell you, move now, do that move now, go to that location now, because then effectively you know that means a career change. And they're not going to give you that switch to flip until you're ready to flip it. And that's where they're not affecting your free will. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that's not the answer you wanted, but you know that, you know, a lot of times when people call in, they're like, well, I'm going to call a psychic. And the reality is we're talking to angels, and the angels are giving me the guidance, and I have to stick with what they say. And they're not fortune tellers. They know what's in the heart and mind and soul of every single person out there, and they've been around since the beginning of time, since God put them there. And so they're basing their opinions and ideas on that information. And I always say, you know, it's I could sit here and suddenly start singing Amazing Grace. And if you asked the angels if I would do that, they'd say no because I have a horrible singing voice. But that doesn't mean I can't do it because I have free will. So in that case, if I started singing it, they would be wrong. But because they know what's in my heart, mind, and soul, they know that I would never embarrass myself that way by singing it. So they would say no, I wouldn't. But in your case, they also know that you need to make this decision and you want to make sure you do it right. Now, I hear that Nicole, because she's waving frantically, has something to say regarding this.
Hi, Ellen.
Oh, thank you.
Well,
hi, Nicole.
The angels first showed me a palm tree and then a pine tree. So is one of your options where you're moving to a more mountainy area or more, I don't want to use the word wilderness, but somewhere more inland?
Yes.
Yeah, I do get that. I do see you moving more inland and more farther from the coast, but I do not see you. I see an 8-month time period, but I think that's only for you to make up your make a decision. Like you will know within 8 months your decision. You will know your career path, and you will know where you're moving.
8 months. Okay, so that would be like June of next year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Yeah, and thank you for picking up on that. Yeah, it would be too. You're 100% right about the move from the coast to inland. Yeah.
Do you may I ask? Do you work with children or somewhere with the school system?
No, but I do work in the nonprofit sector, and one of the career changes I'm looking for is moving into like working with children or some other part of the nonprofit sector.
Okay, good. Because I see you working with children. I do see that. I also feel as if you're doing it more as not like counseling, but it's more towards families, not just children. Would that make sense to you?
That might be involved in the nonprofit that I would work for, but I wouldn't do the counseling myself. That's not my background.
Okay, because I do see it's more of a building that looks like it could be a school, which is why I was picking up a school and children, but it's more of the building, so more like a, I don't know how to put it into words, like an organizational type structure.
Yeah, that could be.
Okay. Also, do you own a Jeep or know someone
no.
with a Jeep? No.
No, I don't.
Have you ever wanted a Jeep? Because I do see a Jeep, and it's driving along these pine trees.
No.
No?
I don't like SUVs or Jeeps. I like cars. I find them much easier to handle.
Okay. Maybe it's the area you're just moving to then. You might see a Jeep in an area that you're looking to live, and it's just a little sign that's where it's meant to be.
Yeah, wow. Thank you for picking up on all that stuff. That's fascinating. Thank you.
Yeah, of course.
And I guess that's why I can't make up my mind now. It's just not the perfect timing for it.
Mm-hmm. Give it 8 months. You will know your perfect path in 8 months.
Thank you. And thank you, everyone there. I appreciate this.
Oh,
yeah.
You're more than welcome. You have a very wonderful and blessed evening and a wonderful week. And keep doing what you're doing because you do good things. You know what I'm saying?
Great. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. She was a very gentle soul, wasn't she? Yeah, good person. Okay, so let's go ahead and take our next caller. Let me go down here. Zoom, 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 zoom. Here we go. All right, so our next caller, see, they move. When one hangs up, it slides up, and I almost click on the same one sometimes. Here we go. This caller's calling in from 631 with a prefix of 909. Welcome to the show.
Oh, yes. Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Oh, you're welcome. What's your first name?
Sue.
Sue. Well, hi, Sue. Where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Long Island. Great. And how can we help you, Sue?
Almost two things. I've been job hunting, and I took a job. I work with children, but it's really, it's not going to pay enough. They're not enough for giving raises. It's not that I'm going to cop out, but I do support myself. And I was wondering if you see a school that I was subbing for me getting, I don't know, I just have a gut feeling the next 2 days before I start the new job, I'm going to get an interview because I applied a couple of weeks ago and I would take it in a heartbeat. And do you ever see me having a relationship?
Wow, those are very big questions. So I'll answer the first one, and I'm gonna be a little confused about this, because you're telling me you're from Long Island, but I'm seeing something in the Bronx. You haven't applied for anything in the Bronx, have you?
Oh my gosh, that's so far away. No way.
Yeah, I wouldn't think you would. It doesn't make sense to me. I'm a Jersey girl myself, and I'm like, you're not gonna go from Long Island to the Bronx. I mean, you might as well go to another state, for God's sakes. I don't know why they're showing me the Bronx. Have you ever worked in the Bronx before?
No.
Why would they be showing me the Bronx, you think? Where would that be coming from? I don't know either. It's just kind of funny to me because as I'm sitting here, they keep saying the Bronx, the Bronx, the Bronx. And wait a second. Could the be, you're looking for a man, right? I know that sounds terrible.
Yes.
You're looking for a man, but you are looking for a man. And
Bronx would be way too far.
Oh, that's okay. It doesn't mean that he can't come from the Bronx. You see what I'm saying?
Oh.
I mean, some people come from the Bronx and they end up in another state, or another state. Long Island's not another state. But right now, it feels like it to me, like I said, because I know the difference. Oh, my God, I could imagine that drive. Forget it. But I think that the man is coming. There's this guy that's coming from the Bronx. He's the one. He's an honest, hardworking guy. And, okay, this sounds really weird. Do you only date good-looking guys?
I wish. I can't even get dates. I have people cancel coffee dates on me.
Yeah, okay. Well, I kind of feel like what they're telling me is that you really like good-looking guys, and they're telling me to like that. I almost feel like this is redundant, but they're telling me to tell you to give it a break, to give a guy who's not as good-looking a break, because he'll have the personality you're looking for. I know that sounds weird, but this is what I'm getting, and I can only give you what the angels give me, not necessarily what you want the answers to, but what the angels will give me the answer to. So I'm going to go with that one because that's what they're telling me. And the guy will be coming from the Bronx. He'll have recently moved from there. He's from the Bronx. So I don't know if he moved from there or he's transferring over from there. But he was from the Bronx. And I know you're probably thinking, he's from the Bronx, I don't want... But, you know, does it matter as long as he's a great guy?
Yeah, as long as he lives close to me and not in the Bronx, yeah.
Yeah, well, like I said, he's moving from the Bronx. So that would be
okay.
He's a nice guy, and that's a good thing. And I know the angels went to that as opposed to the other question that you had, but I have to go with what their question is about. So... because they're going to give me the answers. You know, I unfortunately don't get to pick and choose. They do. And that's what they're telling me today. So I'm going to go with that for you. And the other thing I want to ask you is, right now I feel like you're just a little fed up with the way things are going. Is that true?
A lot fed up.
Yeah, I can feel that. And the angels are saying it's just like you just want like that break. Do you know what I mean? Like you're like, give me a break. Just give me a little something to hang my hat on so I can feel better about the future. Does that make sense?
Oh, my God, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. And what they're telling me is 2018, they're showing me like horns, like New Year's hats and stuff like that. So they're showing me 2018 is going to be a pivotal year. It's going to change things. The direction of the energy that's been in your life is going to change for the positive. Because not that it has been negative, it just hasn't been what you want. You know what I mean? And
Yeah.
And
how
saying,
am I
going to
meet this Bronx?
I wish I knew. All I know is that he's coming from the Bronx. Trust me, you'll know when you meet him. And he's got beefy arms. And for me, beefy is not fat, understand, okay? He's got you know, what I call Popeye arms. You know what I mean? You
well,
know Popeye.
I was trying
come
to,
on now,
to
Sue.
Somebody online, and we're supposed to meet tomorrow, but I don't know. I'm supposed to meet three people online, and they blew me off today, so I don't know if he's going to blow me off.
Well, you'll find out. When you meet him, ask him he's from the Bronx and let him look at his forearms. If he has Popeye arms, you're good to go.
Okay.
But that's what I'm seeing, okay? And I'm not kidding about that. That's what I see. Beefy arms, and he's from the Bronx. So you can narrow it down
sounds
pretty
great.
Quick. But that, yeah, right? Don't discount somebody, though, if he says, no, you know, I'm from Manhattan. Don't turn him down, okay?
Okay.
Because a lot of times people from the Bronx don't want to admit they're from the Bronx. I don't know why, because the Bronx, you know, the Bronx was a great place and it went down and now it's coming right back up again. You know how expensive it is to live in certain parts of the Bronx now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we don't see anything about the job situation?
At the moment, they're not giving me that answer, so I can't give you an answer. The one thing I have always promised everyone is that I won't make something up just so that you can get an answer. I can't do that.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I understand.
Yeah. But I am getting an answer on the guy, so we'll take one big win, okay?
Sounds good to me.
All right, perfect. I want to thank you for calling in, and call us back. Let us know how it works out, okay?
I will, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
The
right.
Bronx. Isn't
the
there
Bronx.
An accent that, like, the Bronx?
The Bronx.
The Bronx.
No, that's the
oh,
Bears.
Oh, the Bears.
Guys, Chicago, you're so funny.
Oh, we
it's
were close.
The Bears. They were close. The Bronx accent.
It's New York.
It's New York. New York has a different accent than New Jersey. People don't realize.
Oh, no, I know.
We don't have an accent at
I
all.
Have an accent. I do.
You have an accent.
I do. I know. I never thought I did.
You're from Illinois.
No, I'm not from Illinois. I'm from New Jersey. I lived in New Jersey till I was in eighth grade, and then I moved to Illinois.
Where she went to Martin Luther King Middle School, elementary. How do I remember
New Jersey.
That?
Huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. So this is a New Jersey girl till I moved to Illinois for 5 years, and then I moved back to New Jersey. So 5 years in Illinois.
Yes.
Probably changed my accent.
Probably, because you don't have any.
No.
But see, where you lived in New Jersey wasn't the accent area.
You're
it's
right.
When you got close to, like, where I'm
yeah.
from.
Yeah, but you don't have an accent that much, unless you get, like,
tired.
Sleepy. Yeah.
So D-O-G. Just say it.
Dog.
Yeah.
Dog. Say coffee.
Coffee?
Coffee.
It's O.
Coffee.
See, I say coffee.
Coffee. It's coffee.
Coffee.
I'll have one coffee.
With
yeah.
my dog.
With my dog.
My dog and I'll have a coffee, thank you. No sugar. Okay.
Sugar.
We got to behave. Okay, here we go. Going off on that tangent again. Let's go ahead and take our next caller who's calling in. It looks like 940 with a prefix of 600. How about that? That was so quick.
Hi.
600. Hi, who am I speaking
thanks
with?
Thanks for taking my call. This is
you're
Tammy.
Welcome. Hi, Tammy. Oh,
thank
I love
you.
The name Tammy. That's such a pretty name.
Thank you.
You're
I was just calling about my health. It seems that I've been having some trouble,
mm-hmm.
stress-related. I just
mm-hmm.
wanted some insight on how I can
okay.
get all this under control.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Or,
what's that?
Go ahead. Or manageable, whatever the right term to use is.
Okay. Well, I got to ask you this question. Are you having intestinal issues?
It seems that way. It's
yeah, that's
starting
when I'm
up
getting
about,
a warming.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
what about my heart?
Well, the thing, I mean, and I have to say this, by law, I must say, that I am not a
mm-hmm.
medical licensed doctor. Therefore, you have to
yeah.
seek someone who is licensed in the field that you're looking for answers in to get
right.
those answers. And I have to state this is for entertainment only. You see, I have a lawyer who always tells me, remember to say that when somebody asks medical questions. So based on entertainment only, then I can go ahead and say this because I have to say this by
okay.
law. But I, you know, as you know, I'm connecting, and how would I know about your intestinal problems? So I feel like you are having, it's almost like colitis issues, if you know what I'm talking about. Yes, no?
No, I don't. You can
okay.
please feel free to fill me in.
Okay. Well, no, I don't want to give you something you don't have. I'm getting a warming in the intestinal and colon area. Are you having issues with that at all?
Yes.
Okay. That's what I'm getting. So I won't know what the illness is. They're just telling me you have something there. But it's all connected to the head, which is all connected to anxiety and a little bit of depression maybe that you've been going through. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so I'm going to say allegedly, because again, I've been taught that I have to use these words, allegedly, I've never had a problem, by the way. I just want to be always very careful. But allegedly, what I'm seeing here is that the heart issue. So talk to me about the coffee. You don't drink coffee now, do you?
I do. I quit drinking it, or caffeine, and then I started back up again. Probably about 3 weeks ago.
Okay, when did the heart issue start?
Last, probably 7 days ago.
Mm-hmm. And do you think, and what did the doctor say? Didn't talk to the doctor yet.
I haven't. I just have been doing some research these past couple of days and talking with people that have had similar issues that, you know, when I told them what I was going through, they were afraid to tell me what they thought, and I'm like, call them back up. I said, you know what, I think this was a mild heart attack, and they're going, well, we were going to say something, but didn't want to scare you, you know, and things like that. So,
Timmy, it's
important.
I plan on
going to the doctor, you know.
Yeah. But it is important that you go to the doctor and you get that. Look, mild heart attacks happen, and I know sometimes fear makes us not go to a doctor sometimes, fear because we're afraid what they might say or do. But if you don't treat a symptom, then it could be much worse, you know. And you could treat a symptom. Are you in a caretaker business by any chance?
No, I'm not.
Huh.
I couldn't do it.
You couldn't do it because you just not. You have such a sense of compassion about you and empathy for others. You know what I mean? I'm sure I'm not the first to tell you that.
It's just stress-related issues that I have, or my family and their health issues, or addiction issues, and it's getting to me.
I know. You know what? Let me say a prayer for you.
Okay.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit, through the blood of Jesus, we ask that the anxiety and the stress that Tammy is feeling be removed, not only from her immediate family, but from her entire environment, so that she can start to feel the peace and the serenity that she has literally prayed for a long time now. Please let her feel the hope and the faith that she needs to have in her life and in moving forward, so that she can recognize that God's goodness and grace and blessings are upon her, and so that she can adapt to any new situations that arise in a positive way and create a life and a future that she feels is absolutely what is her fairy tale life. And we only ask for God to do His will in her life. And we ask this through the blood of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you
very much.
You're welcome. You know, you've got a lot of good things. You've got some stress and tension that you were born into in your family. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Again, the show always seems to have a main theme. And we were talking a little bit earlier about surrounding yourself with certain people that raise you up. And do you have a choice of the people that surround you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So,
and I have to, and this is one of the things that I've had to deal with because of my family situation, is go at it alone.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Because they're
and
not the ones
hard.
That help me up.
No. And I often refer to in my life, and when I suggest it for other people too, I know sometimes it seems like just empty words. Oh, go out and manifest and think positive. And a lot of times people say, well, that's very easy for you to say because, you know, you obviously are happy. You obviously have it. But the reality is we all have things that come our way, and we do have to raise our own selves up to meet those things, to meet them head on, to find the positives and to create our own peace and serenity. And I know you, Tammy, can change your situation even if you find a support group, which I actually would love to see you get involved in. Because a support
group... I've been working on this for like 3 weeks, you know, and thanks for validating it, because I hear what you say, and actually come across some great resources to help me do that for myself. But then also the groups that deal with it themselves, or the women that have been there before me, have just been so helpful. Mm-hmm. However, I need to get my help, you know.
Right.
I need to get my health fixed.
Well, you got to get your health together. And the truth is, and this is what we were talking about earlier, you have to take care of you. You can't keep the weight of the world or the family or extended family, you know what I'm talking about, on your shoulders.
Right?
Because if you keep that on your shoulders, you're not strong enough. Even, you know, the world, Mr. Universe isn't strong enough for that. So you have to shed those things and take care of Tammy. And it's like, if Tammy can't take care of Tammy, then Tammy can't take care of anyone. You'll be no good to anyone. And I always say, start your next step by saying, okay, I can't fix anybody else right now. I have to fix me. And I realize that other people have problems and have depended on me, but you need to stop. You need to stop depending on me, Tammy, and you need to start finding other avenues for assistance, because I got to work on me. And some people will be okay with that, and some people will not be okay with that, but that's not your problem, because if you don't take care of your health, there'll be no Tammy left, right? You don't want to lose yourself in this process.
Sorry about that.
So that's okay. So you know what you need to do, all right? And you focus on that, and if you focus on that, you'll be okay. Are you having symptoms of almost fibromyalgia as well? Because I feel like just exhaustion and aching throughout your body. And I think this might all be tied together, you know. You're going to go to your doctor, and they'll do a simple EKG, and they'll know whether or not you've had a slight heart attack. You know that, right?
Okay. Yes.
And I'm not saying you had a heart attack. I'm actually not sensing that, so I can't say that you did. But I'm not saying you didn't. That's something you have to go to your doctor to find out, because I can't. That's not something I can say. But what I do think is that I think that stress is an amazing thing and makes us have a lot of symptoms. Sometimes they mimic heart attacks, and sometimes it is a slight heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it is definitely a signal to you that you got to start taking better care of yourself, and you have to become number one, okay? And what's funny is after you start realizing that and start doing it and putting that plan into action, your whole life will change, because you've been used by people for so long. It's crazy. Like, you got to start taking care of you. I mean, because if you don't do it, who's going to do it?
Nobody.
Nobody. That's
right. I understand and hear what you have to say, but I hope you understand the culture, the environment that we're raised in sometimes affects how much we help others. And my culture was like, you're here to help me. That's your job, you know.
I know.
So anyway,
I know.
But I've broken out of it, but I still have a ways to go. And
well, good for you. And let this be your validation that you're doing the right thing.
Yeah, on your 2012 advertisement that you had just a few minutes ago, you had mentioned hypnosis.
Yes.
And is that something I can do to help get my weight and health under control, the stress connection?
There are lots of different hypnosis programs that can be utilized to help reduce anxiety and stress. for weight loss, to control binge eating, to control night eating, etc. And the different hypnosis programs, you can only address really one thing during a session, but it can be done in person or over the phone. So it might be something you might want to look into. Call me privately, and we could talk about it and discuss your options.
Yeah.
And, there are some things I would definitely deal with the stress first, because the stress could alleviate a lot of other problems that you're having right now. Okay?
Okay. Well, I appreciate
all right,
that
Jenny.
Very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
Listen, you take care and keep us posted, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Take care
thank
and
you
God
very
bless.
Much. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye now. And, Nicole, how does the chat room look? Take a look in there and tell us what we've got going on.
We are looking very good and all up to date.
I like that. Thank you very much.
You're
okay.
Welcome.
We're going to go ahead and take our very next caller. And this caller looks like they're calling in from area code 336 with a prefix of 629. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Dale.
Did you say Dale or Vale?
Dale. I have a long name, so everybody just calls me Dale.
Okay, Dale. That's okay. You don't have to give me your name, but I'm going to need your Christian name for the show, just because for me to connect with you. So,
okay,
folks,
well, that's
gonna,
my name, Dale. My whole name is Dale Gracia, and
oh,
everybody calls
I love
me Dale.
That.
Yeah,
oh,
that's what
name.
I was trying to say. My name
oh,
is Dale.
Okay,
but,
great.
You know, they just shorten it.
Great.
From,
great.
Yeah.
I love that name, though. That's beautiful. Now,
thank
how
you.
Can I help you?
Well, I've been praying to God, the angels, and my ancestors, and, I mean, just the universe, and just asking to bring in a someone special, spiritual love of, you know, someone compatible for me and, you know, and other things. I've been single and been struggling a lot with different things. And I just want to know what the angels or, you know, you pick up and,
okay.
You know.
I'd be happy to
appreciate
do that. Now,
it.
Are you calling from Georgia or Alabama? Because I hear a southern
no,
in your
I'm
voice.
From North Carolina.
Ah, there we go. Okay. You can hear it
yeah,
in your
I'm
voice.
Southern.
And that's a good thing.
Yes.
God bless you. I happen to love
thank
North
you.
Carolina. I think it's a beautiful
oh, yes.
part of the country. And
yes,
Jessica, your son and daughter-in-law got married there, didn't they?
They got married in Asheville, North
Carolina.
Carolina.
Yeah, there you
oh,
go.
Oh, that's not too far from me. Yeah.
Yeah,
beautiful.
It's a gorgeous place.
Yeah,
gorgeous.
Yes, yes, it
beautiful.
Is. It's very
as
beautiful.
As a matter of fact, I went to a place up there. This is going to sound really weird. I went to a place up there when we were in North Carolina called Black's Mountain. And then I went
yeah.
to the top, and there was this building up there that was owned by a gentleman. And, Nicole, you might recall this.
I don't remember the name of it.
I don't either, but it was a Black Mountain Sanctuary or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And the building itself was built by, I believe, Frank Lloyd Wright, and the
mm-hmm.
architecture was amazing. And they turned
mm-hmm.
it into a spiritual retreat. And I didn't know that. We pulled up, and I told my
oh.
husband, we have to pull in here. And in being married to me, he's pretty much used to that. So we pulled in. I said, I have to get out and meet the owners. So I got out. There was a man outside, and I said, this sounds really strange, but I just had to stop and say hello. He goes, oh, no, we have a lot of really strong energy here. We're a spiritual retreat. And there was no signage, so I didn't
mm-hmm.
know that. I was like, wow, fantastic. So he said, would you like a tour? And we said yes, and it was the most incredible thing. And I was the most moving, cool place. Cool. Can
wow.
you tell I'm a child of the 60s? It was cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was so beautiful. And they had these little pathways in the woods, and they kind of like, you know, S, like in an S kind of went down the side of the little mountain back and forth with switchbacks. And we walked down, and he had this big, big door. And it was like a big, huge gate which had arch with an arch top. And when he opened it up, you would think that you entered into Shangri-La. It was so beautiful. And I'll never forget that. And I remember trying to search it out recently, about a year ago, and I believe they sold it. and they're not there anymore.
Hmm.
But I still think that the property is probably still very, very special. But it was a great, great memory to have. So your question was, do I see somebody special coming into your life because you've been praying on it and you've been asking the angels and God and Jesus to send you that person? And I know you've been praying the right way because they're telling me you've got a very strong faith. And you just keep hoping that God decides that it's your time. And I do believe that faith, let's put it this way. I can't tell you when the time is, but I am being shown that you will not be alone forever. Because that's your concern, right? You're like, I don't want to be alone. I want that perfect man in my life. Yeah.
Yeah. The one that God wants me to have, the right one.
Right.
I mean,
right.
This can't be anybody, but it has to be the one that he wants me to have, that I know that it's a spiritual connection, because I have dated and I haven't. I just know. I guess I have that insight, you know, like intuition about people. You know, I can feel like this is not the person. This is not the one.
Well, no, you're right. You can always tell when it's the right person. And the reason for that is because of your faith. I want to go back to that a minute because, you see, when you hear other people on the show and when our listeners tonight hear other people on the show, sometimes you hear that sense of urgency. But no one's getting that sense with you because you're at peace. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, you are. You have a wonderful sense of serenity and peace around you. And I feel as if you're saying and have said to God, you know, I'm happy and I'm blessed and I appreciate all my blessings. And if it's your will that I be with a companion, I would really appreciate that and welcome that. But I want it to be your will, not mine. And,
exactly.
Yeah, I know. I can feel that about you and I can sense it.
Yeah.
And I hope our listeners can sense it and feel it too. I'm sure they can because it's really quite lovely. And it's really how we're supposed to appreciate our lives and our respect for God, to say, hey, you know, I know you've done these great things for me. And I know that you put me in a time and a place and a space where, you know, I can have this great life. And I've been very blessed. And if it be your will, I would appreciate this. And if it not be your will, then I understand that too. And so you really did give it all up to God, and I love that. And it's just something that's so refreshing and so wonderful to see and hear. And I'll tell you, and our listeners, I watched a movie today in the middle of the afternoon, and I never ever do that, but I did. And it really wasn't in the middle of the afternoon. It was before church at noon, because I'm thinking, well, I didn't have time this afternoon. I watched it this morning. It was called Heaven's Door. And it was with that guy, something Kane is his last name. Not Cain and Abel, by the way. Save me
Michael
that.
Cain?
Not Michael Cain. The cute one who used to play Superman years ago.
Oh. Hmm. What's his name?
Oh.
His name isn't Cain.
I think his last name is Cain. Maybe his first name is Cain. So, you know, when I remember things, I can never remember the name of actors. But his name is Cain something. I'm going to look it up right now. But it's called Heaven's Door. And the reason why I'm bringing this up to you is I have I've seen the movie several times. And yet, every time I see it, I cry. And the reason why I cry is I already know the ending, and you're wondering why would you cry if you already know how the ending's going to be. But yet I do every single time. Dean Cain is his name. And by the way, he's a Leo. I don't know why that.
Oh, I thought you meant the original Superman.
No, he was a Superman at some point. But what's really cool about the show and what I really liked about it was, people sometimes don't have the faith that they need to have. And even when a miracle is shown to them, they're... They sometimes tend not to still believe. They believe they saw a miracle, but yet they, in the bigger context, you can't have a miracle unless there's a higher being, unless there's a higher source, unless there's a divine, right? How can the miracle happen? And so you have this faith. You know, you don't need to see the miracle.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's there. You don't need to see the Red Sea part. And I love that. And I'm here to tell you that God will answer your prayers. Do I see you not having a companion? No. I see you having a companion. You're going to laugh at this, I hope. or you'll love this, I hope. But I see rocking chairs. Okay? I see rocking chairs.
Uh-huh.
I see rocking chairs outside, and I just see the rocking back and forth. And that's my symbol for two people who are united in love, but also in God's grace. And when I see that, I know that that happiness is there. And that's, and that's exactly your vision of what your future should be, correct?
Correct. That's beautiful, yes.
Great. Well, that's the vision I'm getting, too. So let's take that vision and tuck it in and know that God's going to take care of that vision when the time is right, okay?
Okay. Sounds great.
All right. Wonderful. Listen, God bless you. Keep in touch and let us
know
how things go.
God bless you.
Okay, thank you.
I will, definitely. This is the first time I called, so yes, I'll definitely stay in touch.
Thank you, Dale. Thank you. And I love your full name, by the way. It's beautiful.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take our very next caller, and then we'll probably take a short break, and then we'll be back.